Hey, it's Mixed Mornings, and here is some of what you are going to hear about from us. Your favorite morning routines and how you decide which ones to do.
And not only that, but your favorite leftovers.
Oh, that's right. Those too. And also, do not forget to water yourself.
I know what that means, but you have to listen to see what that means. Enjoy.
You're going to find out. There's a huge Powerball jackpot tonight.
Yes, another way you can win.
That is correct. $610 million.
$610 million
on the line in Powerball tonight. The lump sum cash payout is $434.2 million. Not to conflate these things too much, I will say this. I like your chances a lot better in Double Your Paycheck than I do
for
of
sure.
winning the Powerball.
And the Powerball is national.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah,
and
right.
Double Your Paycheck's local. Chicago winners.
That is correct. So if you're actually wondering, and you hear these numbers all the time, and numbers are hard on the radio, but I think these are very illustrative of just how ridiculous it is to think that you're actually going to win the Powerball. The odds are 1 in
292,201,338.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, but very, very slight chance. So your odds of doing things that are also very, very difficult are actually much better than winning the Powerball.
Okay.
So, for example, hitting a hole in one, you got a 1 in 12,500 chance.
Not bad.
I guess if you're
compared.
Not really, yeah, I guess that's on average. Because if you're a golfer who does it all the time, it's probably better. You know, whatever. But anyway, to be killed by hornets as we go dark right away.
Oh, wow.
1 in 54,093. Really? That seems a little too common. More common than I
would
have
thought. Where are the
hornets? Yeah. Your odds of having conjoined twins, 1 in 200,000.
Wow.
Your odds of winning an Olympic gold medal, 1 in 662,000. So you've got a better chance of winning a gold medal than you do of winning the Powerball.
Not all of us.
Your odds of becoming the president of the United
States.
Stop it. 1 in 32 million. Again,
that's
as opposed to 1 in 292 million people. And yet, we know those things intellectually. We know those things generally.
Yeah.
And yet, we still plunk our $2 down to get into the Powerball game.
Somebody's got to win. And you can't win if you don't play.
Those
so
are
many
both,
cliches.
Both past slogans of lottery campaigns that I know of. So, we have an office Powerball. Are you in that, Violetta?
So, I'm participating today.
Okay.
The thing is, you have to donate, or not donate, you have to register with $2.
Yeah, it ends up being a donation to the Powerball people, I guess, right? Whatever they do with it.
Yeah. So, finding $2 is kind of the difficult part.
I agree. No, I actually got the email. So, that's one of those things I know we're never going to win. But at the same time, I always think if there is an office lottery pool, I cannot not get in it because I literally don't think I could live with myself. Literally, if somehow the office won and I wasn't in that
thing,
could you
guy.
Imagine the office closes down tomorrow and everybody here retires to Barbados as multimillionaires and you're sitting here going, I didn't get my $2 in?
That would be terrible.
Oh, that would be the worst.
And it's a team effort. I like that. We all win together.
Yeah, and usually lose together.
Yeah, but sometimes it rolls over.
Yeah, and I had to borrow $2 from my son's cash basket.
Okay, so you said that already.
Yeah,
you
that's
told
true.
Me that.
That's
so
true.
How does that work? Where is the cash? Did you have to ask him? Are you going to replace it? Like, I need to know the deets.
You know what? If I remember, I will replace it, but it just works kind of like this. Sometimes the kids get cash for their birthdays, or they get it through chores, or the shovel in the driveway, for example, whatever. And then they have a bunch of cash, at least my seven-year-old especially just kind of keeps it all just like crumpled up like in this big like bucket type thing in his room, just sits there. He doesn't have a care in the world about it. It's kind of like money is no object to him.
Right.
So then I say, hey, I'm going to borrow $2. And then, of course, he does get mad.
Because
what do you mean, Mom?
Don't take my stuff.
I'll give it back to you. So I took the $2. That's how I have the $2 cash for the Powerball today.
Okay.
You know what? If we win, though, I will give him $5 back.
Whip.
Yes, that's how I can
He
deal?
Needs more than that.
$5 back if we win.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mixed Mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
We're talking leftover foods while you're just sitting in the house. You're cocooning in there and you're like, you know what? I'm going to see what I got in this fridge. I'd have to go out and get anything. We're talking about leftovers and some of your favorite leftovers, especially the unique ones on the text line.
Yeah, these are making me kind of hungry. Not the unique ones, the basic ones.
Okay.
We have so many texts, 60123, so I'm going to go through all of these,
yeah.
and then the most unique, maybe the wackiest, wins a prize.
Perfect.
And maybe you pick it today, Whip.
I'm going to pick?
Yeah, you pick.
Okay. Because I am a big leftover fan.
You are.
Yeah.
And what would you say your favorite leftover is?
I will say this much. I had an unexpected leftover taco that I had forgotten about from, I think, 2 days earlier, which is totally fine, that I found yesterday when I got home from work, and it was one of the more pleasurable meals I've had in a long time.
Heated up or not?
Like, heated up enough in the microwave that it was warm but not hot.
Not, like, hard.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
So moving on to all of our texts here, 773, chili is the best second day leftover.
Okay.
872 says meatloaf, hands down.
Mm.
815, Cajun chicken and pasta.
Okay.
Okay. 773, homemade pasta, very, very good. 219, this is right up my alley, stuffed cabbage.
Stuffed cabbage?
And that stuff, you can keep that for a while.
Okay.
Because the cabbage is pickled, the meat is cooked, no problem.
How's it smell?
Rough. 312, filet mignon.
Oh,
that's good. Anytime, I guess.
Fancy, fancy.
Yep. 847, I love having leftover baby back ribs.
Mm.
773, Polish hunter stew. I don't know what that is.
I think I'm supposed to buy
it. You should know what that
legally
is.
I'm supposed to know that, but I don't.
773, scalloped potatoes and ham.
Okay.
708, Chinese food, especially orange chicken. I think that one's like pretty obvious.
Very.
630, chicken fingers. Mm. 815, leftover Olive Garden is the bomb. All the flavors mixed together overnight. 312, leftover breaded stead. I don't know what that is. Sorry.
Breaded stead.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yep. 219, a stuffing from Thanksgiving the next day.
Mm.
Always a lot of leftovers after that. 847, cold bacon mac and cheese.
Okay.
They don't even heat it up. I find something weird about that.
I get that, though.
847, Sloppy Joe's. 630, leftover White Castle cheeseburgers. 224, leftover cold pizza, specifically cold.
Yep.
630 saying my favorite leftover is Caesar salad, especially when it gets soggy.
Oh.
The dressing's already on it.
Oh, that, I got to disagree on that one. But again, it's a personal taste.
Yep. 630 leftover mac and cheese sprinkled with crunched up chips. Anything you got, even Cheetos.
Okay.
And then 708 corned beef hash with hot sauce.
All right. Violetta, you have any favorites out of all those?
I gotta go with the leftover Caesar salad that gets soggy because that's bizarre to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, and I am not gonna say it's because I think it would be good, but I think it is definitely the most unique / wacky, and that's what we were looking for. So yes. So just to round this out, would you like to know what Americans said are the best leftover foods?
Oh,
some
yeah.
of those were on the list. We had rice in fifth place.
Easy.
Pasta in fourth. Meat, mm-hmm. just the general term meat in
okay.
third. Pizza in second. They don't specify cold or hot, but I'd also go with cold, just like the texter. And number one, soups.
Soups. Huh.
79% of people say that they like leftover soup.
Sometimes to me, the noodles get too, like soggy or like worn in. I don't know, worn out.
I'm going to say this much. I agree, not with you. I agree with the soup thing being really good on the leftover basis, but I wouldn't have thought of it if it hadn't been number one on the list. So there you go.
Mm, I love it.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, Sabrina Carpenter was on the Jimmy Fallon show last night and announced that she has a new song coming out and a new album on the way. When I saw this, I was like, wait, why do I recognize her, but I don't know exactly what she's from? And Whip, you actually helped me out.
Well, I know she is a former Disney Channel person.
Yeah.
I don't remember what show she was even on.
So she's also now on Girl Meets World.
Okay.
It's like the remake of Boy Meets World.
Yeah, okay, that I remember. Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
But she is the Disney star that is the person that many think Olivia Rodrigo is singing about in all of those breakup songs.
Oh, okay.
So she's kind of like a lot of people's enemy.
Right.
But not. She's very sweet, and she has new music coming out. So right now she's trending, and we're waiting to see, I guess, if it's a response to Olivia Rodrigo and Driver's License and Traitor and, like, you know, all those songs she writes about.
Here's the thing. I don't like her chances of eclipsing Olivia Rodrigo's success. So if it's a competition, hopefully she's got her expectations low. Because if you're looking to do better than Olivia Rodrigo, you might want to choose another battle.
No, but maybe you can ride those coattails just a little. Like, hey, this is about Olivia Rodrigo. Listen to it.
Hope it works out for everybody.
Coming in at number two, a list of the top celebrities who have not aged in the last 25 years. Trending right now from BuzzFeed. On the list, we have Jeff Goldblum, okay. Paul Rudd, John Stamos, Angela Bassett.
Excuse me.
Angela Bassett. Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lopez, and Julia Roberts. I think it's hard to, you know, complain about any of those.
No, those all sound about right. I might add Rob Lowe to the list, by the way.
Rob Lowe has not aged.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah, he does. Coming in at number one, the biggest thing music-wise is that The Weeknd has announced new music. The new album, Dawn FM, is going to be dropping on Friday, January 7th.
He's just got the music pouring out of him.
Yes, he does.
He can't stop himself.
We see The Weeknd aging in prosthetics in that video. The cover that he released for the new album is like a white-haired, wrinkled face, old man Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, being very artsy again with his presentation. There's already a bunch of memes using that artwork up about kind of like describing how you feel after coming back to work after a long break or what it was like getting through 2021.
Yes.
Like, this is what you look like at the end of the year.
So The Weeknd, is he using a filter or he actually had it, like, artfully done? In other words, his thing looks really real, like a real old person.
It does.
As opposed to sometimes you just do a filter on Instagram or
yeah,
whatever,
so
example.
His is obviously well done, prosthetics,
yeah.
CGI, whatever.
Whatever
they
needed to do, you got the
right.
full works.
But
on
now
it. Yeah.
Everybody's using their own filter, aging filter, and kind of copying him. We might even have that coming up here. If you want to see what you look like old.
Heard something about that.
That's trending on Twitter.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
312-233-1019. We asked you for your zodiac sign, and Violetta will have all the information on how you should live your best life. Not should, but can, and yeah, probably should.
Yeah, the best morning routine based on your zodiac sign. So it'll be fun to hear these, and you can apply it to your own life.
All right, let's go to Judy. Judy, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Violetta, what do you got for Judy, the Sagittarius?
So, as a Sagittarius, you make time for spontaneity. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. As a natural-born adventurer, you probably don't love the idea of repetitive routine ruling over your wake-up time. So that's why it's important to try to make things kind of spice them up and give your day and like when you're scheduling things out, some room for change. Maybe even just changing the route that you take to work or making some time to expand your meditation.
You got all that, Judy?
I think so.
Spice?
Well, my route to my basement office, so I'll have to figure that out.
Go through the window tomorrow.
Maybe
see how that works.
Yeah, walk downstairs backwards. See what happens. Just be careful. Erica, what is your zodiac sign? You're on The Mix.
Pisces.
Oh, Pisces. That's mine. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. So this says to ease into our days. As the sign ruled by elusive planet Neptune, Pisces are naturally dreamers, which means you usually love to sleep. Is that true?
True.
Oh, so true. Okay. So it says here that it's important to prioritize peace and serenity. Dip your toe into waking up. Don't just rush right into it. Also, they're suggesting that you hit snooze, but not too many times, and that your alarm clock is a peaceful sound instead of like... Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Does that sound like you? Something helpful?
Yes, it does.
You know what I love about that? And thank you very much for the call, Erica. I love the peace and serenity, prioritize peace and serenity, because if you're not that sign, does that mean you should prioritize stress and chaos?
Well, there are some signs, that need
really?
To start off with a jog.
Oh, I guess I need to know more. Linda the Libra. Oh, I'm sorry. I already know your sign because you're called Linda the Libra. Question asked and answered. Linda, Violetta is going to tell you what you need to know about being a Libra and how to start your days right.
So, as a Libra, you need to embrace balance and flexibility. As the sign symbolized by the scales, you're all about maintaining balance and harmony in your life. Is that right?
I try to.
Yeah, totally makes sense. And right now it says to start off your day by aligning with your physical sense of balance. Maybe doing stretches, doing some yoga, some core strengthening exercises. Does that sound fun or what?
Well, it's on my, bucket list.
It's on your bucket list. You'll get there. You don't need to worry about that now.
Right after coffee and a donut, right, Linda?
Exactly. Right up there.
All right, perfect. And finally, we have Alyssa. Alyssa, welcome to The Mix and Mix Mornings, and your zodiac sign is... Oh, wait, hold on.
Hey.
Alyssa, now you're on the mix, and still your zodiac sign is.
Hello, I'm an Aries.
Okay.
You're an Aries. Okay, hold on. Oh, God. I got to go through all my paperwork here.
If only, if only they had made them in alphabetical order, that would be right near the top, but they don't make it easy for you.
I don't know. It's very hard to tell people their futures and what they should do in the morning. Okay, so as an Aries, right? Is that what you. No, wait, I'm on Aquarius. That's not you.
No, Aries.
Yep, oh,
also
hold on.
With an A, and yep. It's Alyssa, also starting with an A.
So this says you should start your morning out with a workout.
We're not bringing our A game, ironically enough, but anyway,
hey,
go on.
Speak for yourself.
Sorry.
This is hard. You're naturally full of energy, Alyssa, so kicking off your morning by breaking a sweat can help you zone in on your goals. Start off the day with an exercise routine, and you're going to be on top of your game all day long. Does that sound like you?
I have asthma, so don't really work out a lot. But,
but you know what? We're going to look on the bright side. The other good thing about that is that that's also another A word, so it fits into the theme, Alyssa.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of other A words.
Alyssa, have you registered for Double Your Paycheck yet? You know, we got that going on starting tomorrow. Have you done that?
Not yet.
Okay, go to WTMX.com or our Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago, or you can go to our free Mix app and have a shot at winning a bonus $1,000. And that not only goes for you, Alyssa, that goes for everybody because we're going to kick that off starting tomorrow.
Yeah, winning money is definitely a good way to start your day.
That is the overall for any zodiac sign or whatever you got going on, the best way to start it off, no matter who you
are. Were those fun? Were those informative?
Oh, I thought that was very informative. And again, like you said, very scientific.
And I know you love zodiac. Signs almost as much as I do.
I was hanging on every word.
I know, and I
think that if we didn't get to your zodiac sign, I think there's a possibility we could post the rest of those.
Yeah, for sure. Go to 1019 Mix Chicago. That's 1019 Mix Chicago, and we'll have this list up there. The best morning routine for you according to your zodiac sign.
Add Mix Mornings to your feed. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Unique goals for 2022. Neil Patrick Harris wants to learn how to ride the unicycle, and we are going to follow up on that. And if we get to December, we're going to figure out and find out whether Neil Patrick Harris figured out how to do that or not. But we have Kristen, who has a unique 2022 goal of your own. Kristen, you're on the mix.
My mother-in-law is 94, and I want to learn how to make her homemade pierogies. Sauerkraut, and then they're also from Poland and Germany, so I want to learn all the German recipes before she goes.
Oh, I love it.
And you know what's funny? When you're trying to learn those recipes when they're just passed down, it's never very specific, because I try to get all these recipes from my grandma as well, and it's kind of like... She's like, oh, you know, a little this, little that. I'm like, no, I don't know. I need, like, you need to tell me how much and what to do.
Right. In that case, I think it's easier done than said.
Right. You just have to watch.
As opposed to said than done, right?
Yep.
All right, Kristen. Well, you know what? You are a big winner because that is one awesome goal for 2022. You know what?
Thank you.
Why don't you call us back in December and let us know, and then maybe send us over some of your homemade pierogies
that I know
you will master that, all right?
Oh, that is so exciting.
All right, Violetta,
so
what did Crystal next year? So why do you want to get a plant? Well, here's the question. Is taking care of a plant actually the best form of self-care? Well, the mental health activist and founder of Saddy Baddies, Priscilla Ageman.
What's that, Saddy Baddies?
I don't know what Saddy Baddies is, but so she says that abso-damn-lutely. I really think plants are God's gift to us, she says. Having plants in your home is a reminder that you're not alone and that you are part of the earth, Violetta. Yep, she says that not only is having plants just a nice thing, it's also been linked to increased levels of creativity and focus and decreased feelings of depression and stress. So I've heard this all my life about pets, which I think is a very real thing. The pets will heighten your mood and make you feel like you're a part of something.
Love.
Plants can do even the same thing, according to Saddy Baddies.
So my problem with this is,
yes.
I don't want to, you know, be combative.
Right,
but,
no, she would not argue. I think she's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, I agree with that. My problem is I have one dead plant at home and one in the process of dying.
Right, that means you're not stepping up.
Well, I'm trying, but it's like almost just a reminder how much of a failure I am every time I look at the plants.
You didn't even know what the next quote was going to be.
What?
But I think you agree with Saddy Baddies founder Priscilla Ageman more than you thought, because her very next quote I was about to read, no joke, when my plants are sick or wilting, a lot of times that means I have also not been watering myself.
Oh, that's so deep. What are you saying to me?
There you go. It is time to, if you take nothing else on today's show, and I don't expect that you will, you have to take time to water yourself.
Yes. New year, new you. Water yourself.
The Dover Nuggets. There's only a few leftover nuggets the night wants to chew.
A UK-based bachelor is so desperate to find a partner, he has spent several hundred thousand pounds on multiple billboards in an attempt to get the word out. His name is Mohammed Malik. He has put up three billboards across the Birmingham, England area. They say, "Hi, I'm Malik. You may have seen my face on a giant billboard somewhere." He writes this online. "I'm 29, live in La Vida, London. I'm an entrepreneur and a foodie, and I'm religious." His billboard is a picture of him kind of laying on his side, making like a thumbs up gesture, saying, "Save me from an arranged marriage." And he has his website there, findmalikawife.com.
Wow, that is, like, very bold.
I bet it's going to work.
I think it is, too, but you just don't know who's going to be calling that.
That's true. Hopefully he's got a good screening process.
All right, another nugget for you. Many females across TikTok are foregoing the term hourglass or inverted triangle to describe their body types. They have a brand new thing. Big-chested women are going to call themselves AirPod-shaped from now on.
Oh, my goodness.
So it means you got a small waist and you're busty on top. So, you know, that's kind of the Apple AirPod shape. You got a thin white stick with a little bump on top. So I guess there's just things are changing online. The AirPod shape is taking hold of everybody. All women are wanting to be that shape now. You know, the hourglass has been popular for a long time, but now I guess Apple AirPod shape is going to be the new thing.
If I see that somewhere, I will now know what the hell.
Yeah. So now that's a compliment to call someone an AirPod shape.
Hopefully they know it's a compliment when you actually say it. You might want to rehearse that first. All right, and finally, I told you there's such thing as hush puppy rage. This was Evansville, Indiana. An employee was kicked in the stomach after a drive-through customer at a Long John Silver's, which, by the way, they still have, because those used to be very common, but there are still Long John Silver's.
I think
apparently.
There is. We looked that up once, and I don't have it now, but there is one fairly close to us.
All right, and definitely at least one in Evansville, Indiana, when the customer became irate upon being told the restaurant would not sell just a single hush puppy. This person wanted one. They only sell them by the dozen or whatever. This is according to a police report. So the 20-year-old victim was working at the eatery. Customer came through, requested one hush puppy, said, "Can't do it," and the driver at the drive-thru, or the customer, I should say, became incensed, yelled at the victim. This was at the drive-thru, I should say. A second woman in the car then began calling the restaurant numerous times to speak to the manager, began throwing things around, and eventually couldn't get satisfaction, so kicked the person in the stomach and ran from the store. And we may call it hush puppy rage, and we may laugh, but they're not laughing because police and investigators call this misdemeanor battery.
And I got to tell you, 6622 West Fullerton, that's where you can get your hush puppies at Long John
Silver's.
Going
out there today,
but
not just asking for one.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
In at number three, we have the list of the most streamed Disney Plus shows worldwide in 2021. Any guesses on what's on top?
Mandalorian, there was nothing new in 2021, I don't think. But I'm going to go with Mandalorian because it's all I can think of.
It is among the top ones, but the top one is The Simpsons, the most popular show in 2021, finishing above preschool shows like Mickey Mouse House Club and Bluey, as well as Loki and The Mandalorian.
Yeah, and so The Simpsons, every episode is apparently on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I realized this when over the holidays I was kind of cleaning out some old stuff, and I have a whole bunch of Simpsons full seasons on DVD.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, not only do I not need these anymore, and I could probably sell them or get rid of them or donate them or whatever, but I could watch any of these episodes plus all the rest of them on Disney Plus.
Well, there's a plug.
Yes.
And you can get rid of those DVDs, I think.
I can do that, yeah. If anybody wants them, give me a call.
The newest season of The Simpsons is dropping exclusively on Disney Plus in Canada and Australia. It's kind of crazy how it still dominates so many figures worldwide. There are more than 700 episodes streaming right now. I don't know if you said that number.
didn't say the number.
No, so
but
700
I think they're all
episodes,
there. Yeah, yeah.
And then the 33rd season drops in February.
That's ridiculous in and of itself.
It's crazy. In at number two, another amazing story. Gal Gadot loves being a mom and the magical experience of childbirth. In an interview for In Style, the 36-year-old mom of three shared that she loves giving birth and that she could do it once a week if she could.
She loves giving birth.
Yeah. She said, I did use epidural all the times that I gave birth, the three times that I gave birth. But that moment that you feel like you are creating life, it is just magical. I would do it once a week if I could. I've heard like the complete opposite and a lot of horror stories from friends and family about that whole experience. I don't know. It's mixed reviews right now online, and maybe, you know, we can look into this more tomorrow.
I think we could possibly do that. Yeah, I'm sure people have their thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they'll have them tomorrow as well. In at number one, All Too Well trending by Taylor Swift. This is pretty much, she's just always making news. Her All Too Well 10-minute version surpassed Love Story Taylor's version and became Taylor Swift's most streamed re-recorded song for Spotify. So I have a little trouble with this. Like, I have a problem because the stat's not exactly right. The same song, All Too Well, is not the same 10-minute version, even though they're considering it a re-recorded. But it's different. It's like a whole new song. If she did All Too Well, the regular one, I don't think it would have gotten as much attention.
No, definitely not. But
what do I know?
She does what she's got to do. She knows what she's doing.
She definitely knows what she's doing. She doesn't
need
my help.
If there's a record out there that she doesn't have, like, in terms of, like, setting the record for this, that, or the other, I think she sets a goal and says, I'm going to break that, and then she does.
Totally. A 10-minute song on the record now, All Too Well.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings Podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.